Sunshine is prevalent across a big part of the northern plains at this hour, and we're seeing temperatures that are just downright nice for this time of the year. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. A little disturbance in Nebraska and Iowa, producing some cloudiness in southeastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota at this hour, but everybody else is seeing abundant sunshine and temperatures mostly in the 70s. The cloud-covered areas are seeing temperatures only in the 60s, and there is a risk of some shower activity this afternoon in a part of that region. We do expect other showers to pop up. In fact, overnight tonight and into the day tomorrow, we will see our greatest coverage of shower and thunderstorm activity. This is likely to impact all of South Dakota and southern parts of North Dakota and eventually into central and southern parts of Minnesota. All of this will likely take place as we go forward through the night tonight and especially during the day tomorrow. The precipitation is expected to avoid the northernmost parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Those areas will likely continue to have sunshine for the most part, and we're not expecting to see them get involved with much rain, at least not before we get to the end of this week and more likely over the weekend. There will be a continuing risk of some shower activity as we finish out the work week, but as it looks right now, almost all of the significant precipitation will occur tomorrow and in tomorrow evening. Well, how much rain are we talking about? Well, for the most part, the precipitation is not abundant. We are looking at some strong thunderstorms, though, in a few locations. The rainfall will likely run from around 0.4 inch to 1.5 inches most often. There will be a chance for a few local totals to 2 inches. Eastern South Dakota and the south half of Minnesota will be most vulnerable to the greatest amount of rainfall. In contrast, it will be left generally dry in northern North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Our temperatures are going to warm up a little bit more, but because of the cloudiness and the rainfall around, it is going to still be milder than usual for another day or two across parts of the region. The afternoon temperatures today aren't going to go much farther than they already have. We'll look for 70s in most of the region. There will be a few lower 80s, though, scattered about. Tomorrow, with the increased cloud cover and rain occurring across portions of the region, we'll see the afternoon temperatures in the upper 60s and 70s. The exception will be near Nebraska and Iowa borders, where we'll see some 80-degree readings. As we move into Thursday, some of that cool air will continue to be over central parts of Minnesota. Everybody else will be 70s and lower 80s, with the southern parts of the region warmest once again. 80s will become more common on Friday with some 90s in South Dakota, and as we move on into Saturday, we'll see a repeat of that 80 and some 90 degree readings. Our nighttime temperatures are expected to be mostly in the 50s and 60s as we go forward through the next several days. I don't expect to see temperatures as cool as they have been again for a while. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.